My preference is Sims. That's what I want. Because that is the only thing that I respond to. Worship me or...
Fellas, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving into a harsh reality. When women finally realize the men they friend-zoned have moved on. No more waiting, no more chasing, no more hoping for a second chance. What led to this shift, and why are so many women shocked by it? Let's get into it. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe for more.
I see now why a lot of women have a very hard time dating. Women do not know how to keep it player and really effectively communicate to get what they want. I saw a lot of egos, hissy fits, tantrums, entitlement, a lot of childish behavior yesterday due to Valentine's. Now, myself, I love Valentine's Day. I think that any time that you get to do a little extra for the person that you love, you know, you guys have an equal exchange of honor, love, and respect for each other, then I'm all for it. However, some of y'all don't know how to keep it, like, player. Like, for instance, one young lady was on Threads, and she says that the guy said good morning. She said good morning, and he sent her $30 for lunch, right? Then she sent it back and went to Threads and was like, oh my gosh, I'm tired of low effort. Girl, it was the beginning of the day. You don't know what he had planned for the rest of the day. She was like, he didn't say happy Valentine's Day, get $10 flowers or anything. Girl, you don't know. You assumed and then went off the deep end. And he probably just did that because that was the first thing he planned to do for you. Even if he didn't, thank you. Happy Valentine's Day. Now, not to compare women, but my homegirl started off with breakfast. Then her dude did a little extra for her. Like, you don't know where a man's mind is. Also, before having all these high expectations, when you're dating, it's not the time to be like, what's your favorite color and where do you want to travel? It's time to say, hey, you know, holidays are very important to me, especially Valentine's Day. How do you feel about those things? Instead of having all these expectations that you keep in yourself, that you believe that this man is supposed to just read your mind because you're so special, you don't know who he's dated before you. You don't know if he went all out for a woman in his past. And he got jaded because it didn't work out. And he's like, I'm never doing that again. You don't even know how this man thinks about or feels about the holiday. Some men do not care about Valentine's Day. Some men do not mind doing for their woman. You have to ask how the man feels about it and then align with a man who feels the same way you do. But y'all don't do that. Y'all have these expectations in your mind and then get mad when they don't get executed the way that you do. Also, I seen a lot in the comments like, Valentine's Day is for women. Says who? When men hear that, they're just like, oh, the woman is going to just have her hand out, and you're not going to do anything in return. Let me tell you something. Poontang, he ain't checking for your poontang. Everybody giving a poontang out. It is okay to do something sweet, a nice gesture. I cooked for my husband last night. He does for us all year. Like, and we going out tonight. Oh, that's another thing. I saw somebody say, oh, my man didn't take off from work today, so I know he ain't serious. Because this man is responsible and wanted to go to work to make money, because it's not like anything big is happening, that Valentine's Day fell on a Friday, that y'all couldn't do nothing Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. Oh, that's just out of the picture, because he didn't do it when you wanted him to do it. Y'all gotta grow up. I love us. I'm trying to get my girls married. But when I see stuff like this, I'm like, aha, I get why men are like, I ain't doing nothing. And you know what? In my personal beliefs, some men were testing their girls yesterday. Some men wanted to see, how entitled is she? Is she going to break up with me, dump me, not honor me, disrespect me, go to social media and do a think piece about me because she didn't get her way? I bet my bottom dollar a couple brothers was holding out until today to see how they women acted tomorrow. Excuse me, to see how their women acted yesterday. I guarantee it. And a lot of y'all fumbled really good men that were probably going to do a whole lot for you today. But because y'all acted up yesterday and y'all was blocking and y'all was, and y'all didn't even have, at least have a conversation, at least say, you know what, dang, today is Valentine's Day. I would have really, I was looking forward to it. I thought that you would do something because this means something to me. Y'all just assumed and did. And another thing, when you're just dating and you're just getting to know each other, y'all don't have a title, y'all didn't make plans, y'all didn't do anything. Like, where's all this expectation coming from? And then women be the first ones to say how they not doing nothing for a man. Do y'all know men like reciprocity just as much as we do? Like, gone are the days where men are just gonna do, and they get nothing in return. And if you truly care about that person, what's wrong with doing something for them as well? What's wrong for having a little reciprocity? What's wrong with just, you know what, babe? Don't worry about it. I got you. If that's your man, your man, your man. Y'all want to have kids with these men, move in with these men. Y'all want these men to spend all this money, and it's all about you. That's why these men don't be wanting to date. That's why these men don't want to be, they don't want to do nothing because they don't trust y'all. They don't trust if I'm going to put in any type of effort, is she going to act a fool because it's not on her level. It's not what she assumed in her mind. Y'all got to grow up. Be mature. Have clear communication. If you are disappointed, that is okay. You could be like, dang, you know what? I thought you were going to do something. Like, at least talk. Now, and if the man is like, well, I don't care about your feelings, that's a whole different ballgame, right? If a man is not like, and then y'all got to stop coming to social media. Like, you might be messing up your potential future because you're dragging the dude you're with right now. No man wants to be embarrassed. Take your L's in private. All you're doing is showing other men, your potential suitors, because they're going to watch your social media. They're going to look. Your potential suitors in social media, that you're an entitled brat. That's what you're doing. You getting on here dog walking your exes or your ex-boos or your situationships, your boot there, whatever y'all want to call it. You getting on the internet and dogging them out and showing that you're this pampered princess who doesn't accept it. All you're doing is messing up your future. I hope y'all learned something. Please, ladies, we got to grow up.
There are so many entitled and unappreciative women out there. And that's exactly why so many are single. But here's the sad part. A lot of women aren't even used to good treatment. You open the door for them, they side-eye you. You give them a compliment, they assume you want something. You show them consistency, they get bored. Why? Because they're more familiar with toxic behavior than genuine kindness. And here's where it gets frustrating. They'll ignore the good guy because he's too nice or too available, then run back to the dude who treats them like an option. And when it all falls apart, they hop online, screaming men are trash, while the good men they overlooked are just minding their business. But here's the truth. Good men exist. The problem is, a lot of women don't know how to value them. Because somewhere along the line, they started thinking that effort, loyalty, and respect were things to exploit, not appreciate. So they play games, act entitled, and keep the same strong and independent attitude that got them lonely in the first place. But let's be clear. This isn't about hate. It's about accountability. Because when women say, men should treat us like queens, they're right. But here's the thing. Queens appreciate their kings. So if you're single, unhappy, and wondering where all the good men are, maybe the question isn't where they are. It's how you treat them.
Good morning. I'm not just trying to cry on TikTok. I need your help. I woke up nonstop crying about my ex, missing him so much. And I'm overwhelmed that I will always feel this way or that this person will always cross my mind. Again, I'm trying to not just cry on this app, but I don't have health insurance at the moment, so I don't have a therapist. I have friends who've been really great. I just don't know how to get through today. How do you get through where your brain just can't stop thinking about them?
Here's the thing. She just woke up, nonstop crying about her ex, missing him so much, and now she's overwhelmed at the thought that she'll always feel this way. And honestly, I get it. Breakups hurt. Missing someone you once loved? That's real. But let's be honest about why she feels this way. Because 9 times out of 10, it's not just him she misses. It's the comfort, the validation, the feeling of being wanted. See, when a relationship ends, it's not just about losing the person. It's about losing the role they played in your life. And that's what really stings. Because now, she has to sit with herself. No more constant texts, no more good morning messages, no more, how was your day? And for a lot of people, that silence is unbearable. But here's the truth. She won't always feel this way. It just feels like she will because right now, she's drowning in the nostalgia, romanticizing the good times and forgetting why it ended in the first place. Because let's be real, if he was really that great, she wouldn't be crying over an ex. She'd still be with him. But instead of healing, she's stuck in this cycle, replaying old memories, scrolling through old pictures, maybe even considering texting him. And that's where people mess up. Because the second she reaches out, the second she goes back, she's not fixing the pain. She's just delaying it. So no, she won't always feel this way. But she will if she keeps running back to the past instead of moving forward. And until she accepts that, she's just gonna keep waking up crying over a ghost.
I'm getting ready to go out. That's why I actually have a face on for these. I met this man in Whole Foods, in person, not online. And I didn't look like this. I was coming from the gym. It was like midday, whatever. He wanted to go do coffee as a first date. I don't like coffee. I find it cheap. I find it lazy. I find it way too easy. I like get coffee with my friends. I've never smashed off a coffee date, most importantly. So it's kind of a waste of both our times. And he was like, how has no man ever taken you for coffee before? And I was like, I tell them no, haha. When he texted, we were very flirty. Like, he was like, hey, this is your forever bae. And I was like, you're cute. Like, he was funny in person, very chatty, personable. Came up to me, didn't seem like he had some screws loose, whatever. So he was like, why? You want to go skydiving instead? It was aggressive, but I think he's being funny. And I was like, LOL, absolutely not. I do enjoy dinner, not because I can't afford it. And I give my explanation because we didn't chat too much in the store. Like, this is the same day we also met. And I want to know these important things. Are you rude to the waiter? Do you have 8,000 allergies? Can you hold a fork? Like, if you're a lefty, you're probably like knuckling that thing. It's very funny. And he was like, I don't know you and you want me to take you to dinner? What is wrong with you? LOL. I think we're still kidding a little. Sometimes I just don't use my brain. I think we're still kidding because, again, this wasn't his aggressive personality in the store. And I was like, the chances of being are low during the dinner. You are insane and a nut job. Goodbye. Women like you are gross. So, ladies, they're not all online. They're also in Whole Foods, these crazy men. Also, new nails. They're little Valentinesies. So we didn't go out.
Girl, you did too much. A coffee date is fine. You scared him off. Honestly, dude dodged a red flag. Because here's the thing. Coffee dates are literally perfect for a first meetup. They're simple, low pressure, and most importantly, they're about getting to know each other. You're sitting face to face, having a real conversation. No loud music, no waiters interrupting, no pressure for a 3-course meal. Just vibes and conversation. But new, because now, suddenly, coffee dates are bare minimum and unromantic. So what happens? Guys are scared to even suggest it. Now they feel like they have to do dinner, drinks, and an entire itinerary just to say hello. And it's crazy because girls like you, the ones who actually appreciate a coffee date, end up losing because of all the noise from the one screaming, if it's not Nobu, don't text me. But here's the reality. It's not about where the date is. It's about who's across from you. You could be at a coffee shop, a park bench, or a fancy rooftop. If the connection's real, the location won't matter. And if you're turning your nose up at a coffee date because it's too basic, you're probably not ready for something real anyway. So do the guys out there. Ask for the coffee date. Because trust me, the right girl won't see it as the bare minimum. She'll see it as the start of something real.
I just got set up on my first ever time going on a date from Hinge. And
please let me tell you about it because I need to rant. A little about me, I've been super frustrated lately because I've never had like a boyfriend or a real relationship in my life, and I figure it's time to change that because I'm the only person that can really change my reality. And I've been kind of scared to use dating apps because I have all of these like anxieties about how nobody ever wants a real relationship, everyone just wants to play around. You know, if I go on a first date with someone, I'm expected to put out on the first date. Like, I just have a lot of anxiety about that from past experiences and just like stories and just the hookup culture that my generation can't seem to get out of. I've never met any man that is an exception to that rule, and that's why it's been really hard for me to open myself up to dating on a dating app. But my New Year's resolution, because some people don't like that word, but my goal for 2025 was to put my fear out of the way and like open up my mind to dating on Hinge, because people don't approach me in person for whatever reason. So dating apps are really my only opportunity to like meet people who are also interested in dating. And you know, they can decide obviously from my profile whether they like me or not upon first impression. So I decided to start putting myself out there and accepting Hinge dates, because you know, sometimes over the years, like, I would download Hinge and I would scroll and I would X and whatever, and but then the minute that somebody actually started talking to me, I'd be like, this is cringe, bye, cringe, 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 you are so see-through, all you want is a hookup. Like, but these past couple days I've actually been like talking to guys on there, giving them a chance, and I'm like, okay, if they ask me out and I feel like it's a safe vibe, I'm gonna accept. That is my challenge for myself this year. So I've been talking to a few guys the past couple days. I don't really like texting that much, especially on Hinge, because I really am the kind of person that just wants to get to know you in person. I don't love the whole texting game. Like, I feel like it is a game in a way, and I'm honestly not that good at it. So one of these guys responded to, or he like matched with me, and he responded to one of my prompts that I had, and he like responded with like a date and a time and a restaurant, and I was like, perfect, perfect, perfect. We were talking about it and I was excited to go meet him there, but my first red flag was that his profile wasn't completely like completed, and usually that's my first like cause for alarm with Hinge, or like not cause for alarm, you know what I mean, but like I will unmatch with you, or I'll X you out or something if your profile isn't completely like, if there aren't a lot of details in there, because I want to know what I'm getting into. I want to know what you do. I want to know that you're a real person. I want to know that you're serious. I don't want you to just say Chris sales, which is what his said. I just exposed him. So that was my first red flag. And I know what you're thinking. If I was commenting on one of your videos, like if somebody else was in this situation, I would have said, girl, that was your first red flag. So I know that you're probably all thinking that, whoever is watching this, probably like zero people. But I decided to take a chance anyway, because, you know, he had been so responsive about the date and setting it up and everything. And I saw no like red flags yet. But then I'm losing my train of thought. So then I confirmed this morning or whatever, and I was like, okay, I'll see you at 7. And then I didn't hear from him for the rest of the day. And I was like, okay, I feel like that's definitely a red flag, because he should be confirming. And I kind of just had a gut feeling, to be honest, that the date wouldn't happen as soon as I got in my car. I was like, I think I might be getting stood up right now. But I gave myself a little pep talk. I was like, you are beautiful. You are worthy. You are deserving. And you are attractive. And you're going to attract the right person for you, and it might not be this piece of trash man. So, but anyway, I just got myself into the restaurant, because look, I'm following this new philosophy of I'm saying yes to dates and I'm going to meet people in person and just like seeing how I connect with them and whatever, and I'm not gonna let my mind get in the way. So I went into the restaurant, and then I don't, keep in mind, like, he hasn't texted me all day to confirm or anything. So then I see a notification pop up, and I click on it, and it's from Hinge, and all it says is "my bad" for 1 second, and then he vanishes. He's blocked me. Are you serious? Like, after you went through all this to set up the date and everything? I can't imagine what would have possessed him to do that. But anyway, that was my first Hinge dating experience. Not to say that it won't be back, because I'm still trying to follow this new state of mind. But obviously, I'm just feeling a little bit upset about it right now, because I worked up all of this courage to actually go on a date with somebody from, like, a dating app. Usually, I only try to go out with people that I meet in real life, that I have an instant connection with. But since that hasn't really been happening much lately, I'm like, I gotta take matters into my own hands. But this is not going to discourage me, and I'm going to definitely meet up with some of my other matches that I have that are a lot more attractive than him, by the way. And obviously, if they're not confirming the day of the date, then, like, it's done. It's done. So, let me know if any of you other girlies can relate. Thank you for listening.
She just got stood up, and now she's mad about it. But let's be real. She did this to herself. Because here's the truth. Men don't just stand women up for no reason. Either he saw the red flags before the date, or he realized she wasn't worth his time. And before anyone says, real men don't ghost, let's talk about why he didn't show up. Maybe she had an attitude from the start. Maybe she treated the whole date like he had to prove himself to her, instead of it being mutual. Maybe she was already acting entitled, demanding, or straight up disrespectful. Or maybe, just maybe, she gave off the energy that she wasn't even interested. Because let's be honest, women do this all the time. They accept dates out of boredom, curiosity, or free food, not because they actually like the guy. And guess what? Men can tell. So he made a choice. Instead of wasting his time, energy, and money on a woman who wasn't giving the same effort, he walked away. And now she's mad. Not because she liked him, but because her ego got bruised. Because women are so used to being chosen that the second a man opts out, it's disrespectful. But the truth is, she got humbled. So instead of complaining, maybe she should ask herself, why did he feel like I wasn't worth showing up for? Because men don't stand up valuable women. They stand up entitled ones.
What men do not realize is that women do not care about money or how you look. Like, literally, if you are funny and you are kind, then you can pull any.
I don't know what Narnia land these girls come up with this reality in, but it is not true. And I'm going to give you a quick couple, you know, speed run examples. Example number one, I stitched this video 2 days ago. If you don't pay half my rent, then you're a roommate. You're not my boyfriend. Example number two, this girl saying that she would rather be with a guy who is an average guy, but he's tall, than a short guy who's a 10 out of 10. This girl complaining that men are so ugly and women are so hot. Her stealing it from Ty Yummy, who said the exact same thing. This girl who posted a video about her breakup with this guy, and then all of the comments were about how ugly he was, and then this one that said he's balding, which is ironic because your next statement was how guys are insecure about balding and they really shouldn't.
And dudes are so insecure about, like, balding and shit.
Did it ever occur to you that the reason why a large majority of guys feel that way is because they've lived the personal experience of being a male and know that it is true? Because I'm not saying this girl in particular is a materialistic girl who's going to go for looks. Maybe she's not, but the reality is, to sit there delusionally confident like there's not a large portion of the population that do that, like, that's crazy. It's like if I was a really nice guy, I wanted a relationship, and then I make a video on TikTok being like, I don't know what all these girls are saying about guys who just want to sleep with them and never take them on dates. Like, I don't do that. Yes, I'm aware that I might not be doing that at the current moment, but I'm also aware that a large portion of the male population do that to you guys. Now, I will say that men are able to overcompensate more than a woman can for being bad looking, but normally they have to be very, very good at something, not just funny. Need to be normally pretty successful. Maybe they're in extremely good shape. Maybe they're just a little bit wealthy. But you absolutely are going to have to overcompensate in some area. It is not that simple, but I appreciate the compliment. But hey, what do you think?
She's literally saying women don't care about money or looks. But if that's true, why do so many of them insist that paying for the first date is the bare minimum for a man? Because let's be real, if money didn't matter, who pays wouldn't matter either. But it does. Because when women say, it's not about the money, it's about the gesture, what they really mean is, it's about what the money represents. And what does it represent? Provision. Security. Effort. In other words, status. So no, they're not counting your wallet, but they are watching how you use it. But here's the funny part. The same women screaming, we don't care about money, are also the ones saying, if he doesn't pay, he's broke. Coffee dates are low effort. If he likes you, he'll spend on you. So which is it? Because you can't say you don't care about money and then turn around and use it as a test of a man's worth. And listen, there's nothing wrong with having standards, but be honest about what they really are. Because if paying on the first date is bare minimum, then money clearly matters. So let's stop the cap and just call it what it is.
The quickest way to make a man step up his game again and actually pursue you again is for you to break the routine and make him uncomfortable. You have to become unpredictable again, because clearly this man has gotten very comfortable because you were so convenient and constantly reassuring him that he knows you ain't going anywhere. When a man reaches out to you, he calls, he texts, whatever, do not immediately reply. So you miss his phone call, or when he says, good morning, how's your day going, his text message, you also ignore it. Don't reply, okay? Then maybe after like an hour of receiving the text message or missing the phone call, you're going to message him. You're going to say, hi, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm just busy at work or getting my nails done or getting my hair done, like some insert superficial excuse.
These sorts of games will never convince a good man to spend more effort towards you. The bottom line is that too many women make the mistake of playing these games when they're not getting the amount of attention that they want from a man. But it's actually really hard for a man to know how much attention to put towards a woman. He doesn't want to do too little because you might think that he's not interested. And he definitely doesn't want to do too much because he doesn't want to scare you. He definitely doesn't want to creep you out. This is why it is so important to just communicate your feelings towards him. Because if you like him and he likes you back, he is going to increase efforts. If he doesn't like you, but he knows that you like him, guess what? He's not going to increase his efforts. It's really that simple.
So, she's saying the quickest way to make a man step up his game and pursue you again is to break the routine and make him uncomfortable. Translation? Play games. And this right here? This is why so many women struggle in relationships. Because instead of actually communicating like an adult, they'd rather create problems just to see if a man will fight for them. And the worst part? They think this is some kind of strategy. Newsflash, healthy men don't respond to manipulation. If a man is pulling back, there's a reason. Maybe he's stressed, maybe he's losing interest, maybe he's just reevaluating the relationship. But instead of talking about it, she thinks the answer is to make him uncomfortable? That's not a relationship. That's a power struggle. And here's what's really going to happen. If he's a toxic guy, he'll play the game right back. Now you're both stuck in a push-pull cycle that never ends. If he's a healthy guy, he'll see the manipulation for what it is and walk away. Either way, she loses. Because a real man isn't going to step up just because you withheld attention or created fake drama. A real man steps up for a woman who brings peace, not problems. So if she has to make him pursue her again, he was never that into her to begin with.